still peeling potatoes?
Potato. Takes longer to peel these things than it does to grow them.
Wow, I'm surprised you haven't developed the power peeler.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Great news. I got accepted in a special program at school. I'm going to be counseling families.
Well, congratulations, Jill.
I am so excited. I finally get to implement some of these techniques I've been studying.
If you get stuck, try my counseling technique. People, get over it!
Tim, as helpful as that is, I think kindness is a more effective approach.
Mom, there's no food.
I use compassion and sensitivity to nurture people, you know, like a flower.
Mom!
What?
When are you going to go to the store?
I'll go to the store when I'm good and ready to go to the store. And if you don't like the food that's in the house, you can go to the store yourself or starve.
Now, that flower you were talking about. Did you say nurture or torture?
Again tonight?
Yes. This electric potato peeler will take all the hassle out of peeling potatoes.
I got it.
Hey, what's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Mark, wait. Why don't you introduce us to your friend?
Fine. Ronnie, that's my mom, that's my dad.
Hi.
Hey, Ronnie.
What's up?
Is that a boy wearing a dog collar or a dog with a boy's head?
Well, I finally got my next topic for the school paper. I'm going to write about what local companies are doing to clean up and protect the environment.
That's a fantastic idea.
Why don't you write about Binford? They got all sorts of programs. Recycling, water conservation.
They even tried to get your dad to carpool with Al.
You can only love your planet so much, honey.
No, writing about Binford sounds like a good idea.
All right, I'll get you some pamphlets. So they got a whole bunch on their environmental policy. Probably clear to rainforest just to print them.
You know, Randy, I was a social activist in high school. I was very involved in the feminist movement. Went to rallies where hundreds of women burned their bras.
I cheered those women on.
Well, you know, Dad, you always have been known for your great social conscience.
Hey, pal, have you known during high school, I spent 8 months trying to save an endangered species.
Really? Which one?
The muscle car. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Hansen. I'm Jill Taylor. I'm your counseling intern.
Nice to meet you.
Well, before we begin, I'd like to talk a little bit about my methodology. I am an avid proponent of emotionally focused couples therapy, which is founded on the belief that couples hide their primary emotions and instead exhibit secondary reactive emotions, which result in negative interactions such as pursue/distance or blame/withdraw, serving as a defense against the more vulnerable primary emotions. Any questions?
Are you the only therapist, or can we get someone else?
Hi.
Hi.
Potatoes again.
You bet.
What have you done to my peeler?
What was once electric is now pneumatic. I can shear 50 pounds of potatoes in 6 seconds.
You must be so proud.
I have my days. So how did your first day of counseling go?
Oh, don't ask. This couple just did not get that secondary reactive emotions lead to negative interaction.
Wow. Some people are so thick.
Dad, you know, I was just doing some research on Bimford for my article.
Did you read those pamphlets I gave you?
Well, yeah, but then I got on the internet and got Pollution Watch's top 10 list for Detroit. You know, Bimford's on here.
Bimford made the top 10? All right!
No, Dad, it's a list of the top 10 biggest polluters.
Bimford?
You know Bimford had a problem with pollution.
They don't have a problem with pollution. These environmentalists tend to overreact. You know, just like the dentist. Those wussy dentists that scurry out of the room when the x-ray goes on, huh?
It's right on the printout.
You know, just because you read it in the internet does not make it true. You want to find the facts? Let's go right to the horse's mouth. I'll set up an interview with Bud Harper.
I bet you really think the president of Bimford's going to want to meet with the high school kid?
Maybe I'll remind him the high school kid's father is Bimford's biggest TV star.
We just spent a whole week inventing the world's stupidest potato peeler.
Yeah, get back to me with those third quarter projections, okay? Yeah, okay, bye.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Are you getting yourself?
Oh, great, great.
You know my son, Randy? Oh,
of course I do. How could I forget the little guy? You still on the soccer team, huh?
No, it's my older brother, Brad.
Oh, you're the karate kid.
That's Mark.
Oh. Well, what do you do?
Well, I'm a journalist, and I have some pretty tough questions for you.
You better come clean, bud. Otherwise, your name will be mud in the Lakeside High Reporter.
Ooh, we can't have that, huh?
Can we start now?
Well, sure. I'd be happy to answer any questions, young man. Come on, have a seat.
Well, Mr. Harper, according to my sources, you're...
According to his sources?
According to my sources, your company has a very poor pollution record. How do you respond?
Son, Bimford is a responsible corporate citizen. We are committed to protecting our environment.
Well, then why does Pollution Watch call Bimford, and I quote, an egregious environmental offender? And why aren't you doing anything to reduce the emissions from your paint and solvent plants?
He's quite the little Dickens, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But you see, what the little Dickens doesn't know is that we're in the planning stages of a new emission reduction system. But even at our present rate, all Bimford plants fully comply with government regulations.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Straight from the horse's mouth, no offense.
Oh, none taken. Hey, Tim, how's your golf game?
Pretty good.
Great.
Broke 90.
Yeah?
And two golf carts.
Well, Mr. Harper, isn't it true that Bimford buys pollution credits from other companies?
Well, yes, it is.
What are pollution credits?
Well, you see, each company in an industrial zone is allotted a certain amount of emissions. Now, if one company doesn't use their entire share, they can sell pollution credits to another company.
It's a good example of corporate teamwork.
Yeah.
It's corporate bull. I mean, Bimford's just found a loophole to pollute more than it should. I mean, don't you think that's a bit sleazy?
Wait a minute. Now, what we're doing is perfectly legal. Besides, we won't need the credits once our emission control system is in place.
Well, how long's that going to take?
Well, roughly 10 years.
10 years? It's a joke.
Hey, let's not be rude here.
Wait, Temp. See, he doesn't understand how business works. You see, rushing a plan like this could affect jobs and Bimford's financial well-being.
Well, what about the well-being of the environment? Without clean air to breathe, you don't have any more customers to buy your tools. I mean, besides, do people really need 14 different types of hacksaws?
People do.
Mr. Harper, I was always taught to believe that Bimford was a company that cared. But it seems to me all you care about is making money no matter who you hurt.
You know what? I think this interview is over. Thank you very much for your time, bud.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dad.
Come on. You were completely out of line in there.
Me? Bedford's the one who's out of line. I mean, they're sweeping their pollution problem under the rug so they can maximize their profits.
Quiet down, all right? Let me tell you something. When you get older, you'll understand not everything is so cut and dried.
And I understand right now, Dad.
Good.
You're taking the company line. You're a sellout.
You called me a sellout?
Well, yeah, Dad, I called you a sellout. But then again, to be a sellout, you'd have to have principles to begin with.
Hey, I not only have principles, I'm your ride home.
I'll take public transportation.
Hey, don't use your fancy words with me. It's called a bus.
Going out.
Okay, have fun.
I'll get it. Ronnie left his dog collar upstairs.
Wouldn't want to go anywhere without that dog collar. They could throw you in the pound.
So, Ronnie, what's been going on?
Stuff.
You know, Ronnie, I know it's difficult for adolescents to be forthcoming with unfamiliar authority figures. And it's totally understandable because the teenage years are a particularly alienating time, you know, developmentally speaking. I just want you to know that I am the kind of person who's interested in young people and willing to listen in a non-judgmental, unthreatening manner.
Later.
What did I say?
Stuff. Later.
What's wrong?
Stuff. Randy completely embarrassed me in Bud's office. He called me a sellout.
That doesn't sound like Randy. He's always so sweet and polite.
Well, that's over. We'd be better off with Dog Boy. Hey, how was your bus ride?
Mom, I'm going downstairs to write my article.
You're not writing anything until you get the facts straight.
Oh, so now you're telling me what I can and can't write? You're acting like some tyrannical fascist.
Did he just call me a dinosaur? Where does he get off writing about Bedford anyway?
It was your idea.
Oh, throw that in my face.
Look, Randy is young and idealistic. It's natural that he's going to get carried away with things that are important to him.
What if this is just the beginning? What if he tells us we can't wear leather or eat meat? Or he starts falling in love with dolphins and he says we got to throw out all our tuna. I'll only say this once. I love my kids, but I will never, ever give up my tuna.
Later.
Hi, welcome back to Tool Time and our entertaining look at fiberglass
and its resin.
While we're waiting for our resin to dry, why don't we go to our question and answer session?
All right, who has a question? Yes, sir.
Has your swimsuit calendar come out yet?
It just went on sale in the Tool Time gift shop. All right.
Can we wait till after the show, fellas?
Oh, yes.
I just put up a fence. What's the best way to keep the wood from rotting?
Well, you want to use a sealant that contains copper 8 quinolinolate.
Easy to use, fun to say.
Next question.
I do.
Yes.
Hey, I'm redoing my kitchen countertops. Can I lay the new laminate right over the old?
Yes, you can, as long as you prepare the surface and the countertop is flat.
Or if it has a square backsplash, just like Al.
Anyone else?
I have another question.
Okay.
What do you have to say about Bedford being one of the worst polluters in Detroit?
Where did you hear that?
Well, my kid brought home an article from the school paper.
Sir, I can assure you that Bedford Tools is an environmentally responsible corporation.
Yeah.
Next question.
Come clean, you bearded phony.
Bearded phony?
Wexler Industries, which is located just downriver from Binford, didn't have to buy pollution credits. They reduced their emissions and didn't cut one single job.
I just don't have the facts, all right?
Well, then read the article. The facts are all right here in the Lakeside High Reporter.
And this is where you're getting your information? From a high school newspaper? Well, I think it's time to get back to our project.
How about answering the man?
Yeah.
Hey, how come every time I drive by the plant, all that smoke is coming out of the stacks?
They're smokestacks!
What do you expect coming out of there? High karate? Some kind of whipped cream sub? What do you want, huh?
I think they're both in on it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is a witch hunt.
Oh, come on. We want the truth.
And we want it now.
Yeah.
You are out of order. And you are out of order. You know, this whole audience is out of order.
Yeah, well, you're nothing but a big flannel fraud.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages from Binford Tools. Show's over. Everybody get out.
Money, Wilson.
What are you doing?
Well, I was in a state of transcendental bliss.
Well, I'd like you to return to the state of Michigan if you could. I want to talk about this article in the Lakeside High Reporter.
Oh, well, I haven't read it yet. I'm still working on the New York Times and the Calcutta Courier. Usually I don't get to the high school papers till midnight.
Randy wrote an article in there exposing Binford's poor environmental record.
Right.
I'm real angry about it.
Well, Tim, why are you angry? Because Randy wrote the article or because of Binford's poor record?
Both. Not to mention the fact that he called me a sellout. The information caused a riot on Tool Time. I don't know what to believe.
You know, I'm reminded of something the Polish linguist Alfred Korzybski once said.
Why can't my name be Johnson?
Korzybski said, there are two ways to slide easily through life, to believe everything or to doubt everything. Both ways save you from thinking.
Well, Randy was thinking, I'll give him that. He sure was passionate. But the way he presented it was... obnoxious.
Well, Tim, when you were Randy's age, didn't you have some burning cause that you were passionate about?
Auto shop. They tried to eliminate from my high school, and I fought to keep it there. Everybody thought I was crazy, and I just fought harder.
Did that cause you to act in an obnoxious way?
Mm-hmm. Not unless you consider hot gluing the principal's door shut obnoxious.
Especially if the principal was inside the office at the time.
And he was.
See, now Randy would love to hear that story.
No, I don't talk to him about shop. He doesn't get into that sort of thing.
But he does get into passionate things.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah. Gets that from his old man. Maybe he would like that story.
Maybe he would.
Thanks, Wilson. You can go back to your transcendental floss thing. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Dad.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you a little story.
About what?
A young boy and his goat.
That's a little more than I want to know.
No. The goat I'm talking about is a Pontiac GTO that I rebuilt in high school. And I couldn't have rebuilt it without a shop class. And I wouldn't have had a shop class unless I was willing to fight for it.
So that was the endangered species you saved?
Well, it was almost extinct. But I felt passionately that kids like me should have a place to go work with their hands.
And the school didn't want that.
Well, it was a budget thing. But really stuck in my craw is they weren't going to touch the music department. You know, I didn't relate to bass bassoons and oboes. So I went to the principal's office and said, oh, this will come in real handy. Get a flat tire. Kids are like, I can't use a jack. Maybe I can pump the car with a Glockenspiel.
Bit over the top, Dad.
Exactly. It was a little over the top. The way I put it, a lot of people thought I just wanted to destroy the music department. And all I really wanted to do was save the shop class. My passion got in the way of my vision.
Dad, I never wanted to destroy Binford.
I know, but it came off like that.
I just just got a little too intense.
You were like Jimmy Olsen's evil twin.
And I definitely crossed the line calling you a sellout.
Thanks. Maybe next time you meet with Binford, it'll go better.
Next time?
Well, look, if Binford has acted irresponsibly, Bud is the one to talk to. And no matter, you're a reporter, you got to tell the truth, right?
All right. So you're totally cool with me writing a new article?
Yes. I'm not getting in the way of your Fourth Amendment rights.
Well, that's good, because nothing sticks in my craw like an illegal search and seizure.
Hello. I'm Jill Taylor. I'm your counseling intern. Would you like to sit down? I've been looking over your case file, and I see that you're having some trouble communicating with your son. Where is he? You know, I think I'll be referring your case to another counselor.
So?
Later. I am an avid proponent of emotionally focused
You gotta say Binford has an environmental problem.
Oh, I thought you said that after. Oh, okay.
Get Pat some cheese.
Okay.
That'll help. This helps. Hold on a minute. The goat I'm talking to is a Pontiac GT.